Live from the heart of America, I'm Steve Gerber, ready to fight for you from the foxhole of freedom. Giving you better analysis and insight than anyone else, period. Shining a spotlight on those cockroaches in the swamp and putting brightness and giving you hope when it was most important. Here are three big things you need to know to start your day today. Number one, in the least shocking report ever written, Rasmussen has discovered that the media is more favorable to Democrats. And I, for one, I'm shocked to hear that. Number two, in Michigan, drones are being used to cut down on power outages to customers. How is that going to work? Well, I'm not sure yet, but we can discuss it. And number three, wow. That's about all I can say about how hard the left and many on the right came out against Ron DeSantis, the governor, both before and after his announcement live on Twitter to jump into the race for president. Of course, the Twitter live feed, if you didn't catch it, was an absolute mess off the top. It seems that Elon Musk and his team were not prepared for the amount of people that wanted to see it or hear it, as it were. And it was not good. And I think that's being a bit kind, actually. The conversation was also billed as honest and unscripted. That's not really how it seemed or how it sounded out of the gate. In fact, some people called it a bit of a shite show. And it was only audio, which was kind of a terrible choice, too. But the takeaway is this: Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, is in the race for president, no matter how messy it might have been off the top to get rolling. And honestly, more people are worried about policies than how polished somebody is. I mean, how else could you explain Joe Biden hiding under a couch and still gaining control of the West Wing? You can cry foul all you want, but at the end of the day, millions of people did cast ballots for a guy that could not attract ants to a bag of spilled sugar or answer a single unscripted question under any circumstances. And he is, well, obviously getting worse. So it was a technical mess. Lots of folks jumping on that. The press and the Trump campaign. I'll get back to that. But first, let's talk more about Governor DeSantis. For a guy they claim is so awful, he sure is attracting a hell of a lot of attention from everyone. I mean, if DeSantis means so little to the Democrats and Joe Biden, and is not a threat to former President Donald Trump in his bid for a second term, then why on earth are they carpet bombing this guy right out of the gate from every direction? In fact, they've been doing it since before he announced. All sides that want to discredit and smear DeSantis seem quite focused on destroying him. And, well, in my experience, that leads me to believe that this governor poses the biggest threat to both sides in the run toward the 2024 presidential election. Otherwise, nobody would care. They didn't carpet bomb Tim Scott. They didn't carpet bomb Vivek. They carpet bombed Ron DeSantis. So let me give you some highlights of the attacks coming from the left before he threw his hat in the ring. Attacks that were downright vicious, ruthless, ridiculous, really. I mean, you'd think this guy was Ronald Reagan reincarnated, the same Reagan that has dominated American politics since 1980. Even in death, that Reagan legacy lives on. Now, Ron DeSantis is no Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is the left. Remember, that's what they used to call him, trying to discredit his missile defense systems that, by the way, are now used by almost all Western nations that are the standard and have been shipped to Ukraine as well to defend that country. Yes, that all began with Ronald Reagan. The Democrats used to call it Star Wars in a feeble and failed attempt to discredit the whole program, but they were wrong like usual. Anyway, I digress. I've not seen the left go this crazy in attacking a candidate for president since Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015, and those attacks have never let up either. It makes you think. On the Democrat side, they're just as afraid of Ron DeSantis, maybe more so, than they were and still are of President Trump. I mean, they realize their barely coherent candidate, Joe Biden, is in deep trouble against either one, and they're scared out of their minds. Over on MSNBC, the pre-announcement attacks came fast and furious, and not just at Ron DeSantis, but they're also attacking Elon Musk. Here is a seriously ill Charlie Sykes. He should seek professional help. Taking cheap shots at other folks, pretty ballsy, really, considering his obvious conditions, self-righteousness, narcissism, bloviating arrogance that wells up, prolific verbal diarrhea splattering on the walls, and all the rest, including his white self-loathing. Listen to this. It is number 12.
Well, let's just talk about launching a candidacy with Elon Musk. This is not a parody. When you think about, you know, the fact that the governor of Florida decides to launch a bid for president of the United States by bowing the knee to a tech oligarch, somebody who has been very publicly decompensating an erratic, narcissistic megalomaniac like Elon Musk. But on the other hand, it's going to generate a huge amount of buzz. We're talking about it now. It will throw a certain amount of chaos in a MAGA world. It is going to be interesting to see how Donald Trump responds. I think it makes it very unlikely that he's going to return to Twitter at this point. But what an extraordinary choice. I mean, for Ron DeSantis to basically go all in on Elon Musk at the time that Elon Musk is, you know, has been displaying all of his brain worms, you know, saying.
Brain worms. Okay, Sykes, take your medicine. Speaking of brain worms, good God. The Democrats, fully aware they're being called out for failing the American people in this country from the southern border to Ukraine and all points in between. And that's why Governor DeSantis and President Trump strike fear into their hearts. Let's dive into the conversation between DeSantis and Elon Musk, technical failures and all. This may be more of an issue for Elon than it is for the governor. I mean, he can create the EV sector for cars, launch heavy rockets into space, but he can't get a Twitter feed out the door without a complete meltdown. Seems a bit weird to me. Byte 13, here is the announcement from Governor DeSantis. Byte 13,
go. Well, I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes, and we feel it in our bones. Our southern borders collapse. Drugs are pouring into the country. Our cities are being hollowed out by spiking crime. The federal government's making it harder for the average family to make ends meet and to attain and maintain a middle-class lifestyle. And our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob. I don't think it has to be this way. American decline is not inevitable. It is a choice. And we should choose a new direction, a path that will lead to American revitalization. We must restore sanity to our nation. This means embracing fiscal and economic sanity. Stop pricing hardworking Americans out of a good standard of living through inflationary borrow, print, and spending policies. And please embrace American energy independence. This also means replacing the woke mind virus with reality, facts, and enduring principles. Merit must trump identity politics.
And I agree with everything he said. And I understand there are a lot of only Trumpers out there. Listen, guys, I'm an American first kind of guy. Joe Biden has failed this country and by any measure. It doesn't matter if you're an honest individual. He's failed the country by any measure. Right? And so what the governor said there is straightforward and right. We'll get to more of the conversation, more of his comments, and everything else straight ahead on The Steve Gerber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Lead is an invisible threat. It's especially unsafe for children because their bodies and brains are still developing. Lead exposure can come from paint in homes built before 1978, dust, soil, drinking water from older plumbing, and some imported goods. To find out if your child is being exposed to lead, talk to their doctor about a blood lead test today and visit michigan.gov/myleadsafe to learn more. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear, it's my landlord letting himself in. Hey,
Get out. You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here, maybe you can do something for me.
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.